This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, care of Brenda Badur, B like boy, A, D like David, O, U, R, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-321-4085. Regarding Jan, it's J-A-N, middle initial M like Mark, Price, P-R-I-C-E, date of birth 2-7-1949. Dear Ms. Badur, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Price with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and hyperkalemia. His last visit was December 12th of 2022. He had been eating yogurt, and he's eating about 2 yogurt servings a day, thinking that would be better for his potassium. He has had known elevated potassium levels, but now he has stopped eating the yogurt, and he's trying to follow a strict low-potassium diet, and it is making a difference and an improvement. He has no symptoms of the elevated potassium levels and no changes in his current health status. His weight is stable. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has severe neuropathy of the lower extremities, and he has a lot of trouble walking due to that. It's from toes up to his knees. He reports that blood sugars are improving. Blood sugar control is improving. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I do want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram once a daily. His Lantus insulin is 60 units once a day. That was a slight increase. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. And he's on Jardiance, 12.5 milligram once a day for sugar. Physical exam, weight is 200 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Pulse is 84. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Extremities, he has muscle wasting in calves and ankle area. And decreased sensation from toes all the way up to knees. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 24th of 2023. Creatinine was stable at 1.9 with estimated GFR 37. Albumin 4.2. Calcium was 9.2. Sodium 139. Potassium elevated at 5.7. And the previous level had been 5, CO2 25, phosphorus 4.1, intact parathyroid hormone 83.9, hemoglobin 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. After seeing the elevated potassium level, we asked him to start a low potassium diet. Then he rechecked his potassium level on April 28th, and it was down to 5.5. So that was an improvement even within a couple of days of low potassium diet. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no symptoms. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Four, hyperkalemia, improving with low potassium diet. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-potassium diet and also a diabetic diet. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.